Uri Brooks appeared in Erie County Court and pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder Tuesday, more than 2 months after authorities say the 35-year-old truck driver beat his wife Tatiana to death in their Cheektowaga home. Brooks reportedly fled the area and illegally crossed the Mexican border shortly after the killing. He evaded capture until Saturday, when U.S. Marshals learned he had booked a one-way flight from Mexico City to Istanbul, Turkey, as U.S. Marshal Charles Salina explains.
And the flight that he purchased, Brooks had a layover in Cancun. And fortunately, they got to Cancun, and when the flight landed, the Marshal Service and the Mexican immigration officials took Brooks into custody.
But questions remain on why Brooks was able to flee in the first place. It was Brooks who called 911 the morning his wife was found dead of blunt force trauma. He was named a suspect, but was released pending further investigation. Later that night, he reportedly re-entered the home and retrieved his passport, even though it was an active crime scene and no one was supposed to be allowed inside. A warrant was issued for Brooks' arrest the next day, but he was already gone. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn declined to explain how Brooks was able to get back inside the home and also defended the decision to release him after the killing.
Did the person slip in the home? Were they pushing the home? Were they beating the home? You know, there's a lot of different things that could happen in the home. So in this case right here, there was not enough evidence initially, like within the first, 12 or so hours, okay? There was not enough evidence to hold him in custody for the murder of his wife.
Brooks is now being held without bail until his next court appearance, which has not yet been scheduled. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.